This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us, CPAC 2022, and this is the Lindell Report. I'm going to kind of interview Mike a little bit tonight.
What?
We have...
What?
Oh, wait. Was that the plan?
Yeah, that'll work.
So we've got a big event coming up, the Moment of Truth, coming up Springfield, Missouri. We have over 1,000 people registered, VIP, patriots, activists, lawmakers, conservative media. It's invitation only, but don't despair, because Lindell TV will be there live streaming it with a front row seat. You will miss nothing, we promise you. And so we're excited about this event, Mike.
Well, it's an event that's gonna save our country, everybody. It's the most important event you will ever. It's the most important event of our
life.
There's
gonna be a lot of new information.
Let me tell everybody what this is gonna be. The only way this event does not get rid of the machines and help save our country is if you don't get people out there to watch, if you don't get people out there to spread the word. Remember, and I've said this before, in 1973, a singer by the name of Elvis Presley.
I'm from Memphis, you know.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
We know him.
I've been to Graceland.
And you own the rights to Amazing Grace.
That's right. It was Aloha from Hawaii, and 1 billion people watched
yes.
that. And that was over 1/4 of the world's population. Now, I'm going to put this in perspective. That was for a concert. Yes, it was an amazing concert. I was like 13 years old. I watched it. I was glued to the TV. But I'll tell you what, this event, the Moment of Truth Summit, it's to save our country, period. What we're doing, everybody... The first hour, it starts at 9 a.m. on the 20th. And at 9 a.m. on the 20th, I'm going to get on stage for 2.5 hours. It'll be how we got here through my eyes. From November 3rd on, kind of a flashback, how we got here. How did this happen? And then from 11:30 to 6:30 at night, this is going to be all 50 states, everybody. Every state will be there. In alphabetical order, we're going to go through them. They're going to go up on stage, and they're going to be talking and saying what the footprint is in their state, what's going on with lawsuits, what's going on, what are the hopes, where the hopes lie, where are the blockers, who are the blockers. By the way, if you're a politician out there, every single politician that has just been sent invites within the last week, federal and state level. I'm telling you, if you're not there, if you blow it up, if you don't respond, we're going to call you out, especially the ones that have been the blockers and have been part of this, as far as I'm concerned, traitors to our country. I want to say that then, that night, we're going to be showing the movie Selection Code. Lara Logan did a movie. I don't know what's in it yet. I haven't watched it. It's that'll be world premiere that night. It's a full feature film. I did finance it. And I will tell you this, it's free. Everybody, it's free to the world. That's the world premiere. Then, the next morning, we have 2 hours. We're going to have, I'm not announcing yet who these speakers are. 2 hours from 9 to 11. This will be from a biblical point of view, where we're at, and where we're at according to Bible. Where are we at? Where are we at in history? If you look in that Bible, and you can pull it right out and say, hey, we're right here, okay? But where God's given us grace for such a time is we're in the best time to be alive ever. And then, here it comes, everybody. At 11 o'clock a.m. on August 21st, we are starting the trial of the machines, okay? The trial of the machines, that'll be for 7 hours, the trial of the machines. Then, after the trial of the machines, we're going to have a three-hour, it'll be a call to action. It'll be a call to action. It's going to be what everyone can do to help save our country. It's also going to be what we're going to do what the surprises we have in store that are going to be in the after the event, okay? This will be an event you can't go, okay, I'll watch it on reruns or whatever. it the most important thing you'll ever, ever watch. If you miss it during the day, we're taking it from 9 to 9 and flipping it on its head, just like we did the Cyber Symposium. If you're the horrible media out there watching us right now, and you terrible journalists, you've all went silent on me. You've all went completely Fox on me. So all of you, think of something that you can write bad about me today so you can at least put the Moment of Truth Summit in there, right?
That's right.
And I want to play, Bram, before you interview me. I wonder if Logan, dude, I want him to play that that video
the
we made.
3-minute video?
Yeah.
He's got it.
Go ahead and play that. I want to play. This is the importance. I know they can't hear it here, but you at home, you all need to hear this. And Brandon, or Logan, let me know when you're ready. All right, let's watch this, everybody.
Today, I address you not only as a citizen of the United States, but as an American, standing for all humanity. We are faced with the gravest of challenges. For the first time in the history of our nation, technology has been activated that attacks our Constitution with the capacity to destroy our future.
Absolute proof of the biggest cyber attack in history. It's a takeover of our country.
We must remove voting machines and any electronic devices from all elections forever. All of you praying with us need to know we have the tools and evidence to prevent catastrophic results, and we can secure our freedom. Everything that can be done to prevent this disaster is being called into service. The human drive for excellence, knowledge. Every step of the ladder of experience has been taken to expose the truth.
Let's take their country. How are we going to do it? Let's use it with computers so we don't even have to fire a shot.
Data experts have worked countless hours to bring forth the truth to the American people. This is a war on national security. This is a war between good and evil. This is a war that will affect what our country becomes.
I just want to know everyone out there, all the evil that's out there, we are never quitting till we get to the truth, ever.
Through all the chaos that is our history, through all of the wrongs and discord, through all the pain and suffering, through all our times, there is one thing that has nourished and elevated our souls, and that is our faith in God and courage. We must be brave.
And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. We will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Elections have consequences. These selections are transforming the spirit of our country. The focus of the entire nation must be on this event, the Moment of Truth.
God gave me a platform for a voice for such a time as this.
We as a people must stand for the American dream, one nation under God, for liberty and justice for all.
If the election of 2020 didn't happen, we would never, ever, ever have gotten to this great place we're going to get to. Trust me on that. Ever. This was all God's plan, and we are in the greatest revival for Jesus in history. God bless you all. Thank
Mike
you.
Lindell presents live the Moment of Truth Summit on frankspeech.com. Sign up now.
Wow. That's a great trailer.
That was a great trailer, and it just shows, I'm telling you, everybody, every scene you've seen there, we are at an apex in history, Brandon. If we don't get rid of the machines, it's very simple. We lose our country forever. There is no tomorrow. There's no, next time. Let's see how they go.
Right.
I think we've seen how they went down in Arizona, everybody. You want an update on Kerry Lake? Let me just tell you what's going on. We watched him. Now we can watch with our cyber guys. We can watch as these algorithms come in. And Hearst had such an irregular as the mail-in votes came in, right? So from Mark Fincham on down, they won in landslides, Brandon.
Yeah, they did.
They had leads just straight up. Well, do you think those same people didn't vote for the greatest candidate in this country, Kerry Lake? Of course they did. but they don't want Carrie Lake. Why? Because you know what she doesn't want? She doesn't want the electronic voting machines and any computers done in any election again, ever.
And she's a plaintiff.
And she's a plaintiff in the actual case in Arizona. In Arizona. Now, let me tell you, when the real votes came in. Now, remember, this is a mixture. Here's the mail-in votes, all just names, everybody. And here's the real votes. So the real votes, the day of votes, when those started to be counted, when I talked to Carrie, it was 10 p.m. At 10 p.m. from her campaign, she was down by 10%, okay? And I'm thinking, okay, they stole it, Carrie, you know, but now she goes, yeah, but the votes are coming in now 70-30 for her because those are the real people, right?
Right, right. Well, and a lot chose to vote on election day, right?
Right, yes. Most people did because they knew they did not want to do it. In Arizona, they said, we're not doing our mail. We're going to go election day. Now, very interesting. About 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden she kept rising, you know, because 70-30. Carrie took a 12,000 vote lead. Well, all the bad guys are going, uh-oh, shut her down. Remember the old thing?
Yep.
Shut her down.
Yep.
We'll give you an answer in the morning. I think it's a song. They shut her down. So they shut it down just like they did before with the machines. Now, then a day goes by, and they're going, they only have like 100,000 votes left to count, old Maricopa County, right?
Right.
And in that county, if you go by what's left to count, she wins by about 50,000-60,000 votes. It's mathematically impossible for her to lose. But they haven't called it yet. And we had noticed earlier today that they were going to make an announcement on the rest of the votes at 7 p.m. Now, that's in about 45 minutes, if it was Central Time. We're going to give them a break. That would probably Arizona time, but I don't know. I heard it was Central Time. We'll see what happens. I will say this, if they steal her election, I told you, it's in either way we win. I'm just telling you, we have the greatest candidate ever, and she'll be the greatest governor, or we've caught them again.
And they're going to be in real trouble when Mark Finchem's the Secretary of State.
Right. Well, but they're in trouble now. But yeah, they would be in huge trouble. Man, Mark Finchem, he's going for the machine. He's the one that helped get the paper ballots.
Right. He's also a plaintiff.
Yeah, he's a plaintiff. Paper ballots and hand counted.
Right.
And now I'm going to tell you this. I want everybody to understand this. These is like the gifts. They're just giving us gifts. They're giving us gifts every day. Look at in Georgia. I got to bring it up every show. Mm-hmm. Three Democrats in Georgia, everybody. I call her this nice lady. She's a very nice lady, her and her husband. They wake up on election. This was May 24th, Brandon, and they didn't get any votes in their own precinct.
They didn't vote for themselves? Their husband didn't vote for them?
Oh, no, of course they did. But old Brad Rassenberger, old crooked Brad goes, oh, we should have gave him at least two votes. Then they wouldn't have had a leg to stand on. You know, nobody likes you, nice lady. Just your husband. Just,
right?
You know, your husband did it. You know, if they'd have gave him two.
If they gave him two, yeah.
Two. Only your husband likes you. But they gave him zero. So that's such a deviation that everyone, even everybody demanded, is zero. Now, what goes through your head when you hear the word zero? There's a programming. There's an error, right? A machine error, okay? It could only be done by machines, right?
Right.
Okay, so what did they do? Brad goes, well, I guess we got to open up the machines. Opens it up. Oh, no. We found 3,720 votes for the nice lady. She went from third place to first place. Now, I'm telling you, you know what old crooked Brad Rassenberger called it? He said, it's a programming error. I thought they weren't online and programmed. What are they, pre-programmed? And everyone's going, are you pre-programming them? No. It was just something with the computer. Two counties over, same election. Another lady gets 1,600 votes. That's good, right? She wasn't on the ballot. She wasn't running for office. She wasn't running for office, everybody. And you explain that, crooked Brad Rassenberger. So now, Brad, you got all this going on in Georgia. This is only 2 months ago, everybody. 2 months ago. So here's crooked Brad, his own race. Remember, he's the Secretary of State of Georgia. The triple crown of crime in Georgia, all Republicans. You got Brian Kemp, Brad Rassenberger and Chris Carr, the triple crown of crime. This is what we found. You know, they're not just rhinos, they're corrupt rhinos. They're criminals.
The triple what?
The triple crown of crime.
They are.
They're the perfect example of what we have uncovered in this country. They are criminal. And what Brad did, he was polling at 38% max the day before his election with Jody Heitz.
Right.
The next day, and these are polling companies like a Tallager that are really good. They're never off by a couple more than a plus or minus two. The next day, remember, you got to get 51% so you don't get a runoff. Does anybody want to say what Brad got? 51%.
Wow.
What? Are you kidding me? Then you start looking into the 159 counties in Georgia, and you find things like this. Does everyone remember Candace Taylor?
Yep.
I endorsed her. President endorsed Purdue. Crooked Brian Kemp was polling in the right around 40. He got 73%. What? Okay. Well, Candace only got 3%. Well, everybody, I want to know how that happened, Brandon, when she was polling around 12 or 13?
No.
It's every county in Georgia. We had cyber guys down there. We watch it now, everything. 159 counties. Every county in Georgia, you take Brian Kemp's total, times it by 5%. Here you go, Candace. That's what you get.
Wow.
She got exactly 3% in every single thing. Now, she had 60,000 people on the ground helping her. She ended up with less than 20,000 people voted for her. She went around and got affidavits of everyone that voted for her. They piled up from here to Memphis, you know.
I like that.
So what we have is what I'm saying to everybody, the Moment of Truth Summit that we're going to have. Every state, I do a call every Monday to the whole country, and there's tens of thousands of people. There's probably a 500,000 that it goes out to with all them are the leaders of all these grassroots, all 50 states. I'm on that call, and I hear stories every single time. I hear a new story. Our state's the most corrupt. You won't believe what the machine companies did. Well, who do you have? It don't matter. They're all the same. ESNS, Hart. By the way, you can both sue me, too. MikeSueMikeLindell.com. Save money. Save money on your lawsuit today. Sue it. We'll throw it right on the Dominion Smartmatic pile because you're all going to get melted down and turned into prison bars. That's it. It's true. So these corrupt companies that have stole our country, and they're tools of the theft, obviously they go, well, who took our country? Now, who did this? Well, the Uniparty, we know that, because these are Republicans doing it to Republicans. Let me tell you about the GOP. Some states, I could go through every state, Brandon, and say, do we have a bad GOP or a good one? Okay. Alabama, really corrupt state. One of the worst Secretary of State, John Merrill, this country's ever seen. Ties to China, everything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, ties to China.
Ties to China. But they have a great GOP down there in Alabama. They're fighting. They're fighting to get the election, right? The primary they just had. John Merrill is pushing back and pushing back. John keeps raising the bar, moving it all over the place. He is so corrupt. John Merrill, if you're in Alabama, everybody, John, the citizen, we got a lawsuit there. You know that.
Right.
Lawsuit in Alabama. It's a preliminary injunction to get rid of the machines in Alabama. Right on the heels of where Arizona.
So the next state's Alabama.
The next state is Alabama. We're already there. It's already filed. And so Alabama, John Merrill doesn't want those machines gone. Probably how he got in. When somebody says, when you got a Secretary of State and you're in charge of your elections and you don't even want to look for the people and you protect these machine companies and you don't think they're going, you're asking, well, why would you do that? Let me tell you what I did with John Merrill. I'm going to tell you what I go up against, everybody. I bring down to John Merrill three times I met this criminal. I get down there and I go, John, look at this. You have thousands of dead people that voted. There are like 4,000 some people over the age of 127. Of course,
what? Over the age of 127?
Yeah, over the age of 127. Of course they didn't vote. You know what John said? John goes, we live pretty good here in Alabama.
No,
Mike. That's
really?
What he said. I go, John, that's not funny. That's not funny. So what are you? What are you hiding? Are you, you know, if he's not criminal, why would he do this? Why would he block the truth to be told in Alabama? You know, and the Alabama will tell you this. They used to be, I don't know how they vote corruption, but it used to be the number one corrupt state. Now they're number four. And it's not because John went got in there.
Exactly.
I mean, he's blocking. He's a blocker. Every state has seems to have a Republican blocker. I call him criminal because it's the only thing you can say. Call him a traitor, criminal. I don't know. Well, you're one or the other. Aren't they both bad?
Right.
You know. So let's say John's just a traitor. We won't, you know. But if he wants to sue me for calling him a criminal, go ahead, John. Sue MikeLindell.com. I don't care. This is disgusting what they've done to our country. We got rid of one of the worst ones in Arizona. Rusty Bowers is gone.
Yay.
Rusty Bowers is gone. Gone. Bye-bye, Rusty. You know, we'll bring you back when we melt the machines down, and you can be right behind one of the Dominion bars. Seriously, disgusting. Rusty's gone. Now, the other, let's move a little north. Who's a blocker in Wisconsin? Can anyone say Robin Voss?
Yes.
Yeah, Robin Voss, disgusting. Robin, I know you're out there. I sent you a text a couple days ago when the president endorsed, Adam Sheen. Yes, Adam. And you know what? When he did that, what did I do to Voss? I said, how's this look, Robin Voss? He told the American people in Wisconsin, if the judge ever ruled that there was really crime,
right,
fraud, of course we could overturn the election then or go in and decertify.
Yeah.
So Robin said this on May 24th. May 24th, we have the tape. We don't have to show it. We showed it a dozen times. Here comes Lion Robin. Gets out there. He goes, well, you know, I know there was widespread fraud. I know I hired Michael Gableman. He did one of the most intense investigations ever. And his recommendations were decertify Wisconsin. You have Tim Ranthan. Tim Ranthan's up there trying to decertify,
right,
who I endorsed for governor.
Right.
And then Janelle
Branchum.
Janelle
Branchum.
She joined him, and someone else.
She's the chairman of the committee that oversees elections.
Right, right.
She's very credible.
Right. She wanted to decertify and also we got to get rid of these machines, right? That's what they said in Wisconsin. So what does Robin say? Here's Robin. When I was on the phone three months ago, he goes, Mike, until I have a Republican governor, my hands are tied. I go, Robin, you're never getting a Republican governor unless they want you to have what they say is a Republican governor. But obviously, they're just like you. So whatever Robin is, I'm sure he can get himself a Republican governor if he was left in power, because he's as bad as anyone in this country. He blocked the state of Wisconsin from getting, you know, what they needed to get done, get rid of the crooked WEC, the Wisconsin Election Commission. But Robin's had his day now. He gets out there and says, if I ever hear the judges tell me that there's widespread corruption, well, you know what happened? The Supreme Court of Wisconsin said, Wisconsin, you had an illegal election.
That's right.
So decertify Wisconsin.
Right.
And Robin went into hiding. Robin, are you watching my show like the rest of the terrible journalists out there? Robin, guess what? We're going to go door to door to get people to vote for your opponent.
And that's Adam Steen.
And the president, our great president, Donald Trump, everybody should read it on his Truth Social. He posted Adam Sheen, his full endorsement for Adam Sheen. I give my full endorsement right now to Adam Sheen and every single patron in Wisconsin. Everyone, from a Democrat to a Republican, gives Adam their full endorsement. Because you know what? He doesn't even have to campaign, Robin. You know why? Because you are the campaign.
Right.
What you have done to our country is shameful. Everyone will vote against you. Shame on you, Robin Voss. You should. He's been around like for 17 years.
A long time.
The corruption that he's been, and we won't even go to where he comes from. But shame on you, Robin. You'll be the likes of Rusty Bowers. Bye bye. You know.
And we got.
But you never know. They might. You know, we're going to look at that race really hard because, you know, if he's got access to the little machine buttons, you think Robin's in his basement going, oh, they're on to me. I need these machines. Dominion, what do I do? Don't worry, we deleted the 2020 election. Yeah, but can you help me on mine? You know, how about you, Smartmatic? ESNS, are you there? Come in. Can we use Heart Machine? A Heart Machine. How about Diabolt? Diabolt, are you there? Yes, we're all here, Robin. We're here for you. We got you. We're the Uniparty, remember? We're the corruption. You know, this is it. You know, it's disgusting. The Republican legislatures, all of you out there in every single swing state that are all controlled by Republicans, you guys think that you're getting away with just being cowards and we're not on to you. At our Truth Summit, The Moment of Truth Summit, which is August 20th and 21st. You've all been invited now. You all just got sent your invites. If you did, you better email me directly, okay? Mike@mypillow.com. I'll even put it out there. I don't care. Email me. I will get you one personally. I don't want any excuse to go, I didn't get my invite. You're all invited, and you're all going to be called out if I don't hear back your excuse for not coming.
And when you say all invite, you're talking to what group right now?
I'm talking to all the Republican legislatures that turn their back on our country in every state, both at the state level and the federal level. All the federal and state, they're all invited. I want them all there. We've got quite a few right now. These are current politicians. Mm-hmm. They need to come there because you know what? What we're going to show during those 2 days, there will be no excuses when you leave there after that 48 hours. If you know what I know and you see what I see, you're going to see that day, you legislatures, and you're not going to be able to play the plausible deniability card anymore.
And a lot of it's going to be
ever,
in selection
ever,
code, right?
Ever. You're never going to be able to play that. No, it's going to be the trial of the machines.
Okay.
There's the movie selection code that they'll be there. That I don't know what's in that.
Okay.
The biggest thing is all 50 states are going to be represented on that stage, starting with Alaska, going all the way through alphabetical
so
order.
So when you say, are you saying that you're literally going to present like a court case?
We're going to present a court case with on the machine, the trial of the machines. That'll be on the 21st. On the 20th, though, every state in alphabetical order, and now the BABMI is going, wait, is there a state ahead of Alaska? I don't know. No, that's what they're doing right now. Mike Lindell doesn't know his alphabet, you know. Okay, we're starting with an alphabetical order, A to Z, every state. They're going to get up on stage, and they're going to say, they're going to get up there and they're going to show what their current status is of their state, like the lawsuits, where their hope is, where they're at with the lawsuits, with the machines, with the crooked voting, their voter rolls, mm-hmm. Where they're at with the crooked laws that were put in that weren't put in, that they used laws, mail-in voting and
because since
no
your
idea.
Cyber symposium. You had all 50 states represented at your cyber symposium a year ago, August.
Right.
And a lot of those people left.
They all did and went
and
back.
And they went back and started legislation.
That's
and
right.
And a lot of those states have passed legislation to fix some, not all, but fix some of the problems of 2020, right?
And they all planted seeds. These guys who went out, those are the calls I'm on. There's all of them. All 50 states were there at the cyber symposium. And they went back and they said, you should see what I have seen.
Right.
And it planted seeds, whether it went into legislation, and then the groups grew. There's millions of people right now out there. They have canvas. They've done all canvas. They've the lawsuits.
And when you say canvas, for those who may know, this is where they go door to door and say, did four people vote from here? And they're like, no, only my wife and I've lived here for 30 years.
That's
and you got 12 people voting for that
and
house.
We're going to show everybody what you can do as a... If for your country at the event, we're going to have a call to action. We're going to show people. It's going to be amazing. The only way this fails, and I'm going to tell everybody, all of you out there, everybody watching, you want to do something for your country, you go to Frank's speech, you get that right now. You can go there and share this Moment of Truth Summit. Share that everywhere on
every platform.
The banner, it
has all the buttons.
All the web pages there. I'm going to tell you, it's just like if someone gave you, let's say you had a cure to something, right? And you had this disease or whatever, and they're going, you know what? Take this, and let's say it's 100% cure. Take this. How is the only way it fails?
No
if
one
you
shares
don't
it.
Take it.
Right.
If you don't take the cure. The only way this fails is if people don't watch it.
Right.
Because this is why we've been suppressed. Right now, the bad media out there, the Cheryls of the world, I'm talking the left, the horrible media, but even Cheryl, she hasn't wrote an article on me. They've went completely Fox on me. I'm talking all the left media. We've all been like, when you're right over tired, when they don't want to talk about an event or talk about something, they just go completely silent. That's why I'm here at CPAC. That's why this is so important to me. I get on that stage, I'm going to be talking about the Moment of Truth Summit that's going to help save our country. If we don't watch this, if you don't get your neighbors to watch it, if you don't share it on every social media platform, even the bad ones, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, and Twitter, Fox, by the way, everybody, Fox will never let me advertise this. Newsmax won't let you advertise this. Newsmax and Fox, everybody, won't even talk about the 2,000 meals. That's not machines. So what's their agenda? Let's see. They wouldn't talk about machines because they got sued. But now they won't talk about got people committing felonies on camera. Why not? Why, Brandon? Do you have an idea? Why wouldn't they talk about that on Fox and Newsmax?
Well, I guess one of the reasons is they want to be popular. They want to be mainstream. They want to be respected by the left. Some of it could be they're compromised. They're bullied. Someone's bought and paid for them. All the above, maybe?
All the above. It's shameful. I just want everyone out there, if you need to tell all the people you know that are glued to Fox, because they're not going to find out about this event. They're not going to ever find out the truth. If they've watched Fox, if you come up to someone on the street to go, do you know there was election crime? Do you know what just happened in Georgia? A Democrat got zero votes. And they go, what? I guarantee they're a Fox watcher. Because it'd be like having a weather channel that can't report hurricanes and tornadoes.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. It's shameful. That's where we're at. And that's where we have to all work to get the word out of this. This, everyone has to watch this. It can't be something, well, I'll watch it later. Because there's going to be calls to action. And there's going to be things that happen during them 2 days that we're going to tell people over the next 2 months after that everybody's got to be involved in. Everybody has to take part in. But you have to see it. It's like trying a product, everybody. If you, Brandon, when you had a MyPillow and now the coffee you had, the My Coffee and all that, by the way, My Coffee, everybody, use that promo code L77 here at CPAC, and use it at mystore.com. That's for entrepreneurs. Remember, that platform I built, it was millions of dollars to build that platform so entrepreneurs have a place to go that's safe instead of Amazon and all these other places. I'm going to tell you this, though. Where we're at as a country, it's all come down to this moment of truth summit, Brent. It's always. Everybody's got to just get the word out and get the word out and get the word out, and we will beat this. And every day we get more and more. They just keep giving. Try and take Kerry Lake's race.
Right.
I mean, people don't. Right now, even Democrats, 40% know our election was stolen, and they're scared. Everybody's scared. What's going? We can't keep up with this communism we have right now. We can't.
No.
So you have all these things going on, and you know what? People have to. Their eyes have been opened at what politics and stolen elections can do, and when you have people that are ended up stealing our elections through these machines, and you're just selected, not elected, we lose our country.
And what you maybe haven't heard is while we were at CPAC today, the Biden regime has declared monkeypox a public health emergency across the U.S. So just in time, getting up to the fall,
right,
they're now going to declare monkeypox a public health emergency.
You know, and I guess I don't watch Fox or this stuff, so I, you know, what? You know, I don't know anyone that's got it.
Right.
You know, it's they're doing it because they start brainwashing the left. But see, they've lost a lot of people. On the call them the Democrat liberals going, look at CNN's viewership down to zero. They, you know, so this would be something. Here's the shame of it, everybody. I guarantee you Fox reported that.
Oh, yes, they did.
I guarantee you Fox reported that. Because why? Because they got
the
paid
narrative.
Off for the, they got paid off for backing the vaccine.
That's right.
All the media did, everybody. Disgusting, Fox News. You are disgusting. There were therapeutics that worked out there, Brandon, and they would not talk about them. Fox News is their controlled opposition, period. That's
I
what
agree.
They are.
100%.
I guarantee you Fox News will report about this garbage that, oh, this is a national emergency, that Biden said it. Oh, you know, here's Fox. Yeah, Biden fell down some stairs today. Is that going to get your country back?
No.
It's disgusting that they talk about this stuff and think it's going to, oh, whoa, boy, Fox is on it. Look what Biden did. He barely could talk. He came up from the basement. Fox, why don't you talk about what just happened? Talk about Kerry Lake's election. Talk about all the lawsuits we have out there, Brandon. Why aren't they talking about that? Isn't that news?
Well, and what was interesting about your lawsuit, that's an Obama-appointed judge. Not only did he say, okay, I'll listen, and he listened to what, like 3 hours on one side and two on another
or
something?
Eight hours total? That day. It was 12,
but then he comes back, and he could have said, there's nothing here, okay? I'm done. I don't have anything to ask.
Right.
I'll let you know what I decide. But obviously he was intrigued because he didn't just say, okay, I've heard from both sides, call it a day, I'll let you know what I decide. He gave a break and he said, I'm going to come back with probably 45 minutes of questions.
Right.
And he did.
And he did. And he's even got more. Hey, Logan. run that flipper thing in a little bit, the new 60. I want to show everybody the new commercial I just made. These are all season slippers, sandals, and slides, Brandon.
Okay.
They're brand new. I'll show you in a minute here. I just want to tell everybody, if you're tuning in, we're live at CPAC. We are live at CPAC. I speak tomorrow here at 10:15 on the main stage, Central Time, 10:15. What do you think I'm going to talk about, Brandon?
Hopefully election and machines and moment of truth.
Yeah, absolutely. You just nailed it. How do you guess that? Yeah. There's a guy who wanted to be on my show, and I said, you don't understand. My show, I talk about one thing and one thing only, the election crime. We have to fix 2020. We have to fix it, and that means we have it to going forward into the future. The 2020 election will be the most important election in history for everything we're learning every day. Look at the little victories. Rusty Bauer is gone.
Look at that one. Look at that news story.
Here's a news story. There's a brand new news story out of Detroit. A poll challenger was thrown out of the county center for challenging ballots and the internet connection to computers, the voting machines. He demands Detroit police officer arrest men who broke the law. So he's trying to have the police officer arrest the guys that threw him out, right?
Well, no, they were threatening to arrest him. They're threatening to arrest him because he's pointing out.
This is where we're at, everybody. These are primaries. These are Republican and Democrat primaries, and they're still stealing. They want. It's all part of a selection, not an election. I'm going to tell everybody before we go to the break, you don't get your country back. This is it. There's no tomorrow. There's no let's wait till next year. There's no big red wave coming here in this fall unless the machines are gone or unless you override the algorithm. That you just like Carrie Lake did down there. She override the algorithm. That we're going to make this so obvious. If they do this fall, yes, there's great candidates out there that have made it through the gauntlet. The gauntlet,
like
meaning
Mark Fincham,
like Mark Fincham, and but there's some that didn't make it because they were stole, like in Georgia. Yep. How about Colorado, everybody? I'm going to give you an update. In Colorado, Tina Peters and Ron Hanks, they're audits now. Remember, when they went to do their audits, they didn't tell them. They get up there real fast on what was the county? El Paso County.
I don't remember the county.
I think it was El Paso County, Colorado. I hope it was, but that's what I believe it was. So here they are in El Paso County. They get up there. They're running the test through the Dominion machine. 4,000 ballots, two Dominion employees sitting there. Over or under? Let's see. You think there was 100 ballots that didn't? This is the audit of the election, test. Higher. You want to guess, Brandon?
Well, I know.
Oh, you already know. 2,600 ballots out of 4,000. Just a little problem.
So I heard one county failed by 30%, another by 50%.
Yeah, and you have
to test the machines before you can count to make sure they're calibrated right.
But here's the gift, everybody. Here's the gift. So what they were doing for an audit is running the same ballots through the same crooked machine. So, of course, you're going to same input, same output. But even the machines that were so whacked, you know, or so, you know, defective, let's call that defective, that they couldn't even do that right. To run them through twice and get the same number, they're off by tens of thousands. They stole those two races, but you know what? Sometimes catching a thief and taking one for the team, at least for now.
That's right.
These candidates that didn't get through because they stole it from them. And I'm going to talk into all the ones going back a year and a half and from the 2020. Your elections will not go in vain. All the hard work you did, all the campaign and money spent in the 2020 elections and every election after that, every hour put in, like Peggy Hubbard in Illinois. I love bringing her up. 108,000 miles she put on in the state of Illinois. American hero, drove all over, even in the projects and campaign, and they stole it from her. They shut the machines off, Brandon. Shut them off for an hour. Uh-oh. Peggy's got a huge lead. Turned them off. 1 hour later, she loses. They get dumped 30,000 votes. That was the Illinois GOP. Oh, did I accuse you without facts? Yeah, GOP, you're crooked in Illinois, okay?
Well, let me give you a good GOP. Maricopa County GOP to formally censor county recorder Rhino Stephen Richer tonight after Tuesday primary elections debacle. Maricopa still counting.
Yeah, they're still counting. They said tonight it'll be 7 o'clock. They liar, liar, liar. The GOP in Arizona, though, I'll tell you what, they did file an amica brief on Carrie Lake's the preliminary injunction.
Yep.
They're good. The GOP down there is great. You know, they at least some of them are, you know. But they and what are they doing here?
So now the GOP in Maricopa County, Arizona, are formally censoring the recorder, who they say is a rhino, Stephen Richard, tonight.
So they're going after
him.
God bless the GOP of Arizona,
they're saying
everybody.
He's a rhino
awesome.
Republican.
They're going, what? There's a rhino Republican? You know what? We got to have, there's two kinds of rhino Republicans. There's the criminal rhinos and there's the regular rhino, okay? There's two kinds now. We only have two kinds. We used to only have one. Now we have two kinds. Criminal rhinos, that would be, who's the top of that list? Brad Rassenberger, everybody. I know how to say his name. Well, good old Brad. Number one criminal rhino in this country. And let me tell you, I'm going to put this on record. We're just talking about this. When our great president, Donald Trump, had the conversation, if you all know, it was the, this proves Georgia's crime, by the way. And we had this conversation after the 2020 election. He's on the phone with Brad Rassenberger. We've all heard the tape. It's an hour. They sound bit it, gave it to the Washington Post, and said, just find me some. You know, remember that?
Right.
Just find one. Here's what he was saying in the full recording. He had a list in front of him of all the dead people that don't live in Georgia, people that are minors, people in prisons, people that were illegal to vote in the state of Georgia. Had this list, right? So here's the list, and he's reading them off, and he goes, 4,000 of this, 11,000 of this. He goes, and what he said to Rassenberger, he says, you guys say I lost by 11,700 votes. Just find one of these, any one of these. You could add any two columns together, some of them only one column, and he wins Georgia. So all he was saying was, I got all these numbers here. These people can't vote. Could you look into it, Brad?
Wow.
Now, Brad, remember, is a Republican, supposedly, right?
Yeah.
Well, he said this to Brad, and here is Brad's words, everybody. They're not the right numbers. And the president, Donald Trump, said, well, where'd we get these? Where are the right numbers? And his lawyer said, she said, sir, we got those numbers from Brad Rassenberger's office. And Brad stood there, and the president goes, well, when are you going to give us the right numbers? You know what? It's never been answered, but he did give them the right numbers, everybody. That's what he had in his hand. From the Secretary of State's office, those were the numbers. In the state of Georgia, almost 600,000 votes were stolen from our great president, Donald Trump.
Wow.
And that's fact.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You want to run that one spot?
Yeah, let's run it. I forgot what I was doing. I get
Logan,
so into Logan, run a commercial.
Reagan.
I forgot I was running a commercial.
Hello,
this is my new
one.
The original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Questions for you. You
here,
ready?
Here, let me get in the middle here.
All right. What's the first question?
Mike, thank you for everything. Quick question. Could you make that endorsement again for Adam Steen in Wisconsin running against Robin Voss?
He wants to get on video you endorsing Adam Steen against Robin Voss.
Yeah, I give my full endorsement to Adam Steen. Is Steen?
Question.
Steen. I give my full endorsement to Adam Steen. He's running against the crooked Robin Voss of Wisconsin, and whatever Robin Voss, the biggest liar in the country's history, but I endorse Adam Steen. He's going to be great to lead Congress and finally get rid of Robin Voss. And He'll be awesome, you guys. And the president endorsed Adam Steen the other day. Robin Voss, if you're watching, we're going to get rid of you just like we did Rusty Bowers. Bye-bye, Robin.
All right, here's the next question.
Hey, Mike, I just got two of your pillows for my birthday a couple days ago. Love them.
All right.
Trudeau, what's your take on what's happening in Canada? Have you been watching it up there?
I talked to one of the truckers today. He's a hero. I said, if the truckers hadn't done what they did, Canada, it would have wiped out Canada and the U.S. You know, if we'd have lost another 30% of our truckers, it's over, everybody. They're heroes. They're heroes. I will tell you about Trudeau in Canada. When you get to this, when everybody watches the Truth Summit on August 20th and 21st, Canada is listed as one of the 54 countries we're going to go through that already had the machines and they've taken your country. You got Venezuela, it's gone forever. Canada still has a chance. It was because of them truckers. Otherwise, you never can vote people out if you can't vote the machines out. You know, and so.
All right, Dustin, you got a question, Dustin?
Yes, sir, I do. Got to be here with you, Mike. So I have it on good authority that Donald Trump is doing pay-to-play endorsements, which is causing rhinos to be able to get great endorsements from him. Do you think that this is a reason that we could have widespread conduits with the swamp to the America First candidates and compromise a great 2024 candidacy?
Okay, I couldn't hear him.
So he wants to know, he's heard rumors that President Trump's endorsing candidates based on pay-to-play. Can you refute that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's rubbish. There's candidates out there that I believe don't have enough money to get a campaign. I believe I've heard that they can't win because they don't have enough. And I disagree with that. When you say, oh, you don't have enough money to do TV media and all this stuff. I think we're in a space now where you can win, and I think our great president Donald Trump proved that. You don't need to have more money than the other guys to do TV advertising because it's all it's word of mouth now. People know. People know who the right candidates are. They know who's fought for our country.
Who else? Anybody else got a question for Mike? Come over here if you do. How much time we got left, Mike? You got one? All right, here we go.
Okay, you're close with Donald Trump. Do you think he is going to run for president for 2024? And if not, who would you endorse if he's not going to run?
Well, I'm going to answer that with, you watch the Moment of Truth Summit on the 20th of August and 21st. I hope to have Donald Trump, our rightful president, back in office long before 2024 because our country's going to get destroyed if we don't get him back, you know. I'm going back to her question. Do I think he's going to run, or do I hope that if he's not in by then he runs? We have to pray that he runs. I mean, he is, and that's it. We have to pray every day that he has the strength to run. I mean, it sounds like it because he's out there every day. If he wouldn't be out there, imagine if he wasn't out there, we'd be going, okay, you know, will you please run? You know, but he was attacked. Remember, he was attacked more than any sitting president in history. The guy's got more stamina and more, you know, it's just amazing. And
anybody else got a question for Mike Lindell? If you do, step up, we'll get you on. No, after all this going on in the country, no more questions. That's it. What's that? Here we go.
Oh, term.
He wants to know if Joe Biden will complete his term.
What's that?
Will Joe Biden complete his term?
I don't even watch Fox, so I don't know what Joe Biden's doing. I don't.
Question. No. Yes.
How would you know if he completed his term or not?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed not a lot of people are talking about the vax mandates, and not a lot of politicians are talking about it, yet they still remain, especially in the state of California where a lot of people are fleeing. What are your thoughts on that, and how do we ensure people have rights and their medical rights protected in the workplace or for a government employer, either way?
So people a lot of politicians not talking about the vax mandates when we should be speaking out against it.
Well, those are the ones we're going to call out too. I mean, we're going to remember, don't anyone forget what our government has done to the legislatures, the people, especially the Republicans, that they didn't do anything. They didn't talk about mandates. They didn't talk about the vaccines or what was bad. Nobody talked. They all went Fox on us. I will tell you how our country's coming back. I'm going to say this in the last few minutes. I'm going to say this. Here's how our country's coming back. First of all, you're going to watch this summit on August 20th and 21st. But I'll tell you where our hope lies is the judges. And everyone's going, what? The judges? Let me tell you about the judges in our country. Only one judge in the history of the United States since the 2020 election looked at the evidence, and that was a small county, Antrim County, Michigan. And they looked at it, and that was over a year and a half ago, and he looked at it, and he goes, and he kicked the can. He did not rule on it, okay? He did not rule on it. No other judge looked at it. Now, why didn't they look at it? Donald Trump appointed over almost 300 judges, including three Supreme Court judges. Well, those judges back then, they have families, they have neighbors, they have friends, and I'll guarantee you they didn't want to be the first judge to step out into that attack abyss. Now, you know, I mean, you're stepping out into the abyss. We were in an anomaly in history, and we still are. But those judges back then, they sat back. Well, what's changed after a year and a half? The people now, their friends and families have said, hey, there was stuff. You got to look at this if it comes around again. Our legislatures maybe, remember, let us down twice already. They came around to them many times, and you had your Robin Vosses and your Rusty Bowers of the world and your Rassenbergers. They said, no, we're not looking. But the judges are different, everybody. Let's start with that brave judge in Florida, that lady that said masks are nonsense on airplanes and mandates. She changed our history forever. So brave. You think of the judges when Biden came out and said, we need if you have 100 people in your company, you got to take a shot and become a junkie. No. You know, the judges ruled you don't have to do that, okay? So, and then how about Roe v. Wade out of nowhere, right? Huh? Roe v. Wade comes. This is in the middle of all of this where who would have thought this? And I'm telling you, the judges have slowed the destruction of your country. You don't know what I know. Judges out there, these are for border decisions, from Second Amendment, all these things that you don't hear about because you're probably watching too much Fox. And seriously, so these they're fighting for all of you. These decisions are being made are slowing the destruction. Now, when we turn this around, and it's going to turn around on August 20th and 21st, when you wake up on the morning of August 22nd, that now is the progressive. That's the pro. You can get proactive in prayer starting today. Judges, from that point on, you're going to see great decisions being made because that's our last line of defense right there, the judges. They have broke the laws, our Constitution. Every single state in one way or another broke the laws of our election laws. I'm not even talking the crooked machines. I'm talking election laws. Michigan, let's mail out 7 million votes. The legislatures make the laws, not the Secretary of States and governors. This is how our country comes back, is the judges. Also, with a little bonus of the sheriffs. The sheriffs they're gonna be at my event, and they're gonna educate them, and I was just with them down in Las Vegas, the Association of Sheriffs. At the county level, they have more power than they even know. They can arrest these people. Y'all seen 2,000 mules. That had nothing to do with machines. That was on government cameras, people committing felonies. And these people, and they know who they are. You can find, you know, you follow your phone around. It knows you with where you're going. Hey, Tim, are you there? Tim Cook, I can hear you. You're talking, you know. I lost my phone in a field in South Dakota pheasant hunting. I called my IT person. She goes, walk this way. I reached down and picked it up half a mile into the thing. We know who these people are. And yet, remember who said that you couldn't do that with a phone? Crooked Bill Barr, one of the biggest traitors this country has ever seen, Bill Barr. He's the biggest liar. There's no bigger liar than Bill. Well, Brad Rasper, they're pretty close. So Bill Barr continues to lie. I gave him a break before that. He just never looked into the fraud, which he didn't. But then he doubled down and tripled down when he talked before the crooked committee, the January 6th committee. Speaking of the January 6th committee, I've offered them. I wasn't there on January 6th, but I've said, I would love to come there and show you all the evidence of the biggest crime in history. But you know what? The January 6th committee, I'm going to tell you all this. The FBI, over a year ago, on June 26th of 2021, came out with a report and said, Nope, we looked into it. Donald Trump and his supporters had no conspiracy to do anything there. That was the FBI saying that. Now, maybe to cover their own butts, but that's a different story. But they said this. It was over then. This is a big charade. It's a big deflection. So you all can focus and watch this on Fox and this stuff. While in the meantime, your country's going to be gone. Because you know what happens on September 3rd? That's right. The months are up that they can delete the 2020 election. The machine companies are trying to play out the clock. They're all crooked. Every one of them, they stole your country. They've stole 54 countries to date. If it doesn't stop here, this is it. The Uniparty, the World Order, the CCP, China's behind this. It's over. You have to get rid of the machines. There is no other way. You can't say, well, let's use, like I was down in Louisiana. They did a hearing down in Louisiana. They go, well, let's use half paper for the early voting, and let's use machines for the day of. And I'm going, that reminds me of a Republican that wanted me to back her at a donor event, and she said, I said, no, I'm not going to back you. I said, you're pro-choice. She goes, no, I'm right in the middle. I go, what, do you half kill a baby? And this is where it was. You can't have any machines. Do you know your voter rolls are all on a computer? Electronic, the voter rolls. Wisconsin's got 2 million more people than live in the state. You go over to Pennsylvania, crooked Pennsylvania, they turned in more voters than they had people. And they turned in their electors.
Which is against the law to certify.
It's against the law, you know. So the judges, everybody, and the sheriffs. The sheriffs are going to start arresting these people at the bottom level. All those mules they sent around to commit. Sure, they took money and they committed crimes, felonies. Well, they start arresting a few of them, and guess what? They're going to roll over on the guys above them and above them and above them. I used to run around betting sports with the mafia back in the 80s. They'd come to my house and, you know, tell us who you're, you know, bring us to your leader. I'm going, you know, no, I'll pay you, you know. it's not funny, but this is where you're starting at the bottom up and then the top down. And we are going to, at that summit, you're going to have the trial of the machines. You're going to have all 50 states up there on that thing in alphabetical order, getting up there and saying the hope of every single state. I get on a call every Monday. Every one of them goes, we're the most corrupt state. We had this happen. We have, you won't believe what they did here. They did it to everybody. That's good. Everybody. They did it to everybody. And here's, I'm going to give you an example, because I was asked, I'm not going to say who asked me, but they said, well, why do you think like a state like Alabama or Ohio, why would it, you know, Donald Trump won. Why would you, you know, why are you worried about that? And I said this, I'll use Texas for an example. Okay. If I told you the state of Texas that Donald Trump won 9 million to Biden's 90,000, what would you all say besides hurrah? You would say, it's impossible, it's a computer error. That's what everybody would say. Just like the Democrat that just got zero votes in Georgia in her own precinct. It's a computer error. That's what we would say, even though it could be computer corruption, right? So when you have states, that's why you couldn't have, when they do this and they did it to all 50 states, you can't have these big deviations. And then when there is going to be a big deviation, you have to brainwash, you have to use the media like they did here in Texas. Texas could turn blue. That was the biggest lie ever. Do you know in the state of Texas, 1 million votes were, it was 960,000 votes were stolen from Donald Trump in the state of Texas. He really won by 1.5 million. Do you know there's only one state that got more votes stolen from Donald Trump than Texas? The state of California. You know who was third? Florida. You know what? Remember when they said Texas could turn blue? You know who'd save the state of Texas? Ken Paxton. He's the only attorney general. He went out. He was one of the few. Now, I got a couple attorney generals that said they tried. But Ken Paxton, in this great state of Texas, he fought before the 2020 election. All the illegal stuff the other states did, from let's mail out early voting and mail out all these ballots, he took them all to court and said, no, you don't get to do that. The legislatures have to make the law. We're not going to break the Constitution. I don't care if we have a China virus floating around or not. He said that, well, this is the law. Until you come in and see lazy legislatures come in and change your laws, you know, that they sit back with and don't do anything. Remember, we talked about that. They don't do anything. But we're going to find out what they don't do, and they're never going to get put in again. So what does Ken do? He won all 12 cases, everybody. What happened in Texas, they couldn't get enough names then, names, they only use names, to completely flip Texas, okay? This state is as red as can be. It's not purple or it's going to turn blue. It will if those machines stay here. The machines have to go in Texas. Let me tell you right now, in the state of Texas, there's something called cast voter records. Your state, your Secretary of State, now mine, I got a place down here in Texas. This Secretary of State down here and the county's commissioners will not give either called FOIA requests. They're blocking these cast voter records from these FOIA requests. All the other states, you get them, and they're blocking it. You got to ask yourself, why are they doing that? Why is the Secretary of State? You know what? I've only met one Secretary of State that I believe has the people's back. One! In our whole country. And he's still, you know, there. We're not, you know. I'm giving one because at least I see hope, right? I'm one guy, you know. I'm going to tell you, your attorney, I'm going to tell you one more thing about Ken Paxton. So then they find 2 million ballots here in the state of Texas that were going to be used. You might have heard that rumor. It was over for Texas if he wouldn't have done that. So what did the state do to him to reward him? Last January, a board,
Texas Criminal Appeals Court.
The Texas Criminal Appeals Court took away Ken's ability to prosecute one crime. You know what crime that is, everybody? Election crime. Election crime. It's disgusting, and I'll tell you what I'm going to spend my time doing once after this summit's over. The whole world's going to find out about that on the 20th and 21st. So when Ken Paxton won his runoff, they didn't cheat with the machines on that. He was so favored by 40%, that's about where it ended up, okay? Well, why would you bother and take Ken out of the picture and make a big deviation when he can't prosecute your criminalization anyway? So let me tell you what happens. This fall, if they take it from Ken, they can out and out hit a button and steal his election, and he can't do anything about it. You know, Ken, the DAs of Texas, and most of them were George Soros appointed in the state of Texas. This is where we're at, everybody. This is stuff you all need to go. You get people to watch this summit on the 20th and 21st, it's going to change this country forever. People are going to know what to do. They're going to be educated what to do. We have teams in every state. We are winning like you wouldn't believe. But you have to tell your friends, your family, whatever. You need to tell them about Frank's speech. They need to get the app. I don't do this for health. I lose millions of dollars. I mean, $30-some million. I lose $1 million a month trying to get the word out. I need your help. You all need to tell everyone about this event. You can pray and pray and pray. They've done stuff already to try and stop it. They've attacked people that I'm going to have on the stage. I haven't even told people I'm on the stage just for that reason alone. They don't want this. They don't want this event to happen because it's over for them. It's goodbye. And we will get our country back through the judges. After this event, you're going to watch judge after judge after judge. And I'm going to tell you one thing. At this event, like I said before, judges have families, they have friends, they have grandkids, they have neighbors. After this event, I'm going to say everyone that knows a judge, you need to embrace him and say, hey, have courage and know the people are behind you. All you have to do is be the judge. That you just have to accept to look at the cases. And I'm telling you, here's the hope. In the state of Arizona, 2 weeks ago, the first preliminary injunction that we filed, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham were the plaintiffs, okay? The defendant is Katie Hobbs, and she's the current Secretary of State, right? Well, this judge down there, this is the first one. Alabama's next, and then Texas, Florida, all these cases. But I'm going to tell you what happened. A judge, an Obama-appointed judge, accepted the case. He accepted to look at it. We had the hearing 2 weeks ago, and he actually listened. He looked at all the machine evidence. It's like showing a judge, and this is an Obama-appointed judge, just because it was. I have a Trump-appointed judge out in D.C. That's a whole other story with Dominion lawsuits and stuff. I don't know why he's making the decisions he's made. Okay, that's another story. I'm not even going to get there yet because my lawyers say, Mike, don't do that, you know. But let me tell you about this Obama-appointed judge. He said, you know what? Let's look at this. So now we had the hearing, everybody, and he looked at it all, and he even asked more questions. And now, imagine this, if you're a judge, and you just heard all the evidence. Let's say we were talking about cars. Let's say the state of Arizona was told every car in Arizona doesn't have brakes. They're defective. We look, there's no brakes. You know, people are using their feet like the Flintstones stopping at intersections, right? So this judge finally says, well, let me look at those cars. And now you look at the cars because maybe he didn't believe what he was going to see. And here are my lawyers, everybody, they go, whoo. And now you've seen they really don't have brakes. These machines are bad news. So now he's going to have to make a ruling. And remember, the relief is you don't go to go in between. It's either machines are gone or they stay. There's nothing in between. It's kind of like our legislators. They're either going to be known as traitors or heroes. Nothing in between ever again. So this judge, when he makes that ruling, everybody, let's say he rules that we're going to keep these defective or these bad cars, these machines. If he does, he's got to put why we would keep them. Why would we keep these machines, Arizona? These voting machines. If he does that and he says that, all we do then at the next state, which is Alabama, which we're in right now, then we go to Alabama and we fix that, whatever he says. You know, we go, okay, here, you want this? You say it's going to take too long to count paper ballots? France did it. France did 70 million people and they did it in less than an hour and a half. We used to do it in the United States. So double that, you have people, you employ people. What a concept, rather than giving billions of dollars to machine companies, besides them taking our country, have real people, got paper ballots counting under cameras. And by the way, that is your audit. And you get this, with the paper, they're gonna use excuses. Well, you know what? I was just down in Louisiana. They talked about using paper. Well, we're recyclers. We'd rather use machines to save on paper. I go, oh, really? I said, well, we're going to recycle, too. We're going to melt down the machines and turn them into prison bars. Hey, huh? Or we'll build the wall with them, right? So that's where we're at, everybody. I'm reaching out. I know I went into... Well, it's a special day, Brandon. We went into Brandon's newscast, but everybody, it's great to be at CPAC, and I want everybody, there is hope. You guys are all the hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. We're in the greatest revival in history. We are the greatest revival in the history of this world. Just enjoy where we're at, because you'd think, where would we be? Where would we be if they didn't misjudge Donald Trump? All the votes he got, and he overran the algorithms. If he didn't do that, I'm telling you, we'd have all went to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning on November 4th. All the states would have turned in their thing. Biden would have won. We'd have all sat there for decades and went, I can't believe our country turned progressive and turned communist and turned socialist. And you'd sit around coffee tables and go, did anybody here vote for Biden? I mean, did anybody vote for this? And that's the way it was, because that's the miracle that this happened. And I'm going to tell you, all the many miracles right now, when you see candidates getting cheated right now, those are little miracles happening. We needed that. They're so stupid. I mean, evil is greedy. It's going to help us. Evil is greedy. So they're just greedy. Okay, maybe they won't be on to if we steal this one now. You know, they're just stealing them all because they know they get one shot at this. They only get one shot because they're caught. So they're not going to care. Any of you, I'm telling you, if you all think, well, they red wave this fall, I can just sit back and do nothing. You only got to do one thing. We have everything prepared for these 2 days. All you got to do is get everybody you know to watch. All I need is a watch. Everything else has been handed to you right there. You just need to watch and tell everyone you know to watch. That's why I'm here at CPAC. I'm going to spend every minute tomorrow. I speak at 10:15 on that stage. I'll be talking about it there. That a blessing they're letting me speak this year. And didn't last year. They were afraid I might say the word Dominion or Smartmatic or ESNS or Diebold. You know, nowadays you can't even say machine. Are you talking voting machines? Yes, I am. Hello. But And then I'm going from here. I'll be speaking up in Wisconsin. I'm flying from here up to Wisconsin to speak at the Great President's Rally there. Coming back here, and I'm going to be here all the rest of the time. Going right down Media Row, because all of you, share it on all your social media. True Social, Gab, Getter, Telegram, Zuckerbucks, Facebook, even old Twitter. Pull them over, right? We have Frank Social now, everybody. Everybody, you need to download the Frank Speech app. Download it. That's where all the information is. Download it. And Frank Social, we have the social media site. All you bad media there, I hope I gave you a soundbite tonight so you can at least attack me to get the word out. You know, if you do, please put, Mike Lindell has failed cyber symposium. Now he's got the next event. Yeah, at least say that. Say something bad.
At least promote the event.
Promote the event.
That's right.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. That's the Lindell Report. Yeah.